Visitors are already arriving for next month's Olympics in Beijing. Many are checking into expensive hotels. But a lucky thousand or so will be staying with Beijing residents. They get to live in Chinese homes, like the one visited by NPR's Anthony Kuhn.
Golden Thread Lane was the site of imperial tailors in the Ming Dynasty more than 300 years ago. It's tucked away in an alley near Hohai, a man-made lake in an old neighborhood. Inside the wooden door of number 33, a huge tree shades a courtyard surrounded by rooms. Birds chirp in their cages, goldfish swim in a large cistern, and grapes hang from a trellis. This courtyard belongs to local resident Zhang Jing, who's opening four of his small but tidy rooms to guests. This was a former imperial courtyard, he says. The roof has yellow and green glazed tiles with a dragon motif. My father bought this courtyard for 2,000 taels of silver in 1948. Beijing's Tourism Bureau manages the Olympic Homestay Program. They suggest that homes charge visitors $60 to $80 a night, Zhang says. The Tourism Bureau comes to inspect everything, he says. The kitchen and bathrooms, the size and cleanliness of the guest rooms. There are 1,000 homes competing to host visitors. It's not easy to get picked. The hospitality of families like Zhang's should help to reduce the headaches visitors encounter in dealing with Beijing's security-related restrictions and an unfamiliar culture and language. It's all part of learning to appreciate an Olympics with Chinese characteristics. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.